Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Max Armstrong's first job out of college was for the Illinois Farm Bureau as a broadcast editor. That's where he met Orion Samuelson. And for 42 years, Max Armstrong and Orion Samuelson have been partners together, first on WGN Radio, then the TV show U.S. Farm Report. So, Max, you were on WGN from 77 to 2009?
That's right. That's right. Lisa, it's great to join you.
I am so happy to talk to you. I can't tell you how many times I've watched you on RFD, because we have to have that on in my house all the time. And, and of course, being married to a farmer, he sends his greetings as well. So
appreciate that. Yeah, the RFD channel has been on 22 years now, and Orion and I have been involved in it right from day one. We've been privileged to be a part of that.
I really love it. I love it. If you're not, it's rural. Is it, what is it, rural farm?
Well, originally RFD stood for Rural Free Delivery, which was your mail carrier, and they sort of adopted that. Abbreviation when they set up RFD TV back around 2000. We in fact will be on tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock Central Time on RFD.
Oh my gosh, you and Orion?
Oh yeah, our television show this week in agribusiness runs every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock Central on RFD, and we run again on Sunday night and Monday morning. And then I'm on some other shows that are running on the channel as well these days.
Well, we will be watching. That sounds great. So everybody's talking about Joe Burrow, of course, a quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. He was born in Iowa, only lived there till age four. He's the only guy that has a connection to Iowa. But it's Joe Burrow. It's a forward for the Boston Celtics, a Toronto Blue Jays pitcher. It's a Milwaukee Bucks player. It's a Dallas Mavericks player. It's a New York Islander left winger. It's all these folks, these pro athletes who have gotten together and decided to buy up farmland. So what's your take on that, Max?
I think they're just shrewd investors. And obviously, they're looking at the return in the stock market. You know, the S&P 500 last year fell 20%. The value of Iowa farmland, conversely, last year went up, I think for the year as a whole, about 17%. But if you looked at the period October 21 through October 22, Iowa farmland was up 22%. Illinois farm ground in that same period of time, and again, this was according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, was up 20%. So, you know, you look at that kind of return, and year in and year out, over the long haul, Lisa, the return on farmland is about 10 to 12%, according to most of the people who track this. So, and it doesn't have the volatility, you know, the gut-wrenching gyrations, the peaks and the troughs that you find in commodity markets or the equity markets at times.
So that's why billionaires like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are buying it up. Now, does that mean farmers will be competing with investment bankers and firms and hedge funds and pro athletes for land?
I'm not saying that it won't happen someday, but right now it's farmers competing against farmers. There was a piece of ground sold yesterday in northern Illinois, and it was farmers bidding on it, I'm told. And I was also told that the value on that ground was probably down a little bit from where it would have been last fall. So the bloom may be coming off of the farmland market a little bit, as you can imagine, when you take a look at what's been happening with interest rates and with the projections that farm income this year won't be what it has been for the last 2 years.
It does reduce opportunity for young farmers farmers of color to get into that group of agriculture. It's just you can't purchase land at this point, right, and turn a quick profit?
That's nothing new. I mean, it's been tough for a while for those folks to get into farming. You know, it's unless you have family involved in the farming business, and that's exactly what's been happening. In some instances, farmers have been buying farm ground to make sure that the generation behind them has enough farm ground on which to farm. Now, let the record show a lot of the farmland in this state, I think, I don't know, it's got to be probably in excess of 60% is not, you know, it wouldn't be 60%, but it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% that is owned by people who are not farmers. It's a surprisingly high percentage of ground that is owned by folks who do not farm. But, you know, they want to get a return on it. They think it's a good part of their portfolio. It's a good, stable asset. It's just a nice way to balance out a portfolio with equities and whatever else you might have there.
And, Max, before I let you go, are we going to see any decrease in the price of eggs?
Well, I don't know. You know, that may be hanging on for a while. Obviously, it all depends on this high path avian influenza. I think it reminds us, though, Lisa, of the bargain. I know this sounds funny to say, but we really have had a tremendous bargain in eggs. But, I mean, there's nothing you can substitute. You know, if you've got a problem with the meat sector, if you've got a problem with pork or beef that is restraining the production, you know, there's substitution that takes place. There's not a lot we can substitute for the eggs that are used in so many areas of our diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you and Orion on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on RFD. Do most people get that, or do they have to search for it?
Yeah, you know, it's generally on Dish Network and DirecTV and a whole slew of cable systems, and it can be watched on the web, too, rfdtv.com. And then we're on a bunch of local TV stations, Channel 10 in Quincy, Channel 3 in Champaign. In Champaign, we run Saturday and Sunday morning there. Generally on the local TV stations, it's early on the weekend.
And is there any truth to the fact that China is buying up farmland?
They are buying farmland, but it has to be tracked. I mean, there's a federal requirement that foreign investment in farmland has to be reported. And you know, I don't get too excited about these. You know, the acreage mentioned with the athletes was 104 acres. Okay, 104 acres in Iowa. There are 24 million acres in crops in Iowa.
Right, but that's just, don't you think that's just the beginning? Isn't that just the beginning? I mean, that's just, I mean...
Yeah, I do think it's just the beginning, but still it pales by comparison. In local instances, it might make a difference. In the whole scheme of things, we have bigger things to worry about, Lisa.
Absolutely. It's always great to talk to you, Max. Have a wonderful weekend.
You take care. Great talking to you. I appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you. Max Armstrong, the agribusiness broadcaster for WGN Radio from 77 to 2009, and honestly, just a national treasure. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then we're going to check in with Alex Capriello. He's from News Nation. He's in Memphis. What they're saying that we're going to see when they release that video, they're saying it's going to be horrifying. So we'll talk about that on the way next.
WGN.